Japan Stories, direct from Osaka. Real stories from Asian Access missionaries.
Hey everybody, welcome to Japan Stories. This is Peter Thompson with Asian Access, and I'm hosting today's podcast. I have three guests with me today.
Hi, I'm Jean.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Hi, I'm Justin.
And you guys, where are you from?
The Garden Christian Fellowship.
All right. And they are with one of the J teams that's ministering in Japan this summer with Asian Access, working alongside a Japanese church here in the Osaka area. It's good to have you guys here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, definitely.
How you doing?
Pretty well. It's hot, but pretty well.
Good. Well, you've been in Japan for a little while. Let me check in and just ask, how did you guys get here? Well, of course, we know by plane, but that was obvious. But what did God do in your life to bring you to Japan this summer to work with a Japanese church?
Well, I really believe that God called me to Japan because of a vision I have for this movement called Back to Jerusalem. And it has to do a lot with the Asian churches and end times in this kind of a revival. And so I really believe that God wants me to be here to know what He wants to me to do in Japan in the future.
Great. Well, it's good to have you, Justin. We're glad you're here.
Jean. Yeah, hi.
How'd you get here?
Well, gosh, to make a very long and awesome story short, I think it started from just brief conversations with my grandmother talking about history between Korea and Japan and just the hostility of it all. But and yet, I think God's been placing on my heart for a very long time that we're here to love, not to hate. Mm. You know, we're here, we come with His love, especially that, and definitely a different generation of people. And I think just God's been warming up my heart to love the Japanese and whatnot.
Great. Well, we're glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Paul?
I think for me, it was about, it just came about that I would start to have a heart, and it really started out with God just kind of telling me to go, and I was more convinced about why I had to go through the process of how He was showing me that I really had to go. Little by little, He would help me to know and have confidence in the fact that I really needed to go. And while I don't really know what the big plan about why I'm here is, I know that there is undoubtedly a reason that I am here, and I know that God is going to show us, our team, and myself really awesome and amazing things, and He really has a plan to work through us in Japan.
Great. Well, we really are glad you're here, and for our listeners, you know that we're going to track with this team over the next couple of weeks. And this team from the Garden Christian Fellowship just got here, so they're just entering into ministry now, and what they'll be doing over the next couple of weeks is working alongside three different Japanese churches that are part of a kind of like a sister church. They're all church plants, and they're all fellowshipping with one another, but they're in three different locations in the general Osaka area, and they're going to be working with them, helping them to bridge into the local community, make relationships, strengthen relationships, and then through that, share the love of Christ with people. Now let me ask you, what do you hope God does? Let me put a twist on it. What do you hope God does in you while you're here the next 2 weeks?
Well, I guess for me, I really think that God wants to move through the young people, I guess, in Japan to really spark somewhat of a revival, in a sense. Mm. And I really think that it's that generation of young believers who are going to carry that revival through. Mm. And in me, I really hope, you know, that I'm really hoping through this trip, I'll be able to have a better idea of how I'll be able to help this kind of movement, in a sense, when I become older and am able to minister more.
Great. Okay. Paul?
I think a big part of training and preparing was God really giving me a heart of love for the people here. And I think He's going to show me, and I expect Him to show me, amazing things that will really influence my personal life with God, and how my heart for Japan has been growing through this experience.
Great. Jean?
I actually agree with Paul. God's been definitely preparing me and just to have a bigger heart for the people of Japan, a greater love. And I think that's one of the main things, is just to love in a way that Jesus did, and to love in a way that I've never loved before. So, yeah.
Great. Well, we are so glad that you're here with us. Asian Access is glad to partner with you. And we look forward to bringing some stories over the next couple of weeks to our listeners. Come back, check in soon, and you'll hear about what's up with this team from the Garden Christian Fellowship. You guys, I'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Okay. Good talking to you. Thanks, Peter.
And, yeah, you're welcome. And for all of our listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you want more information on Asian Access and opportunities with us, check us out on the web. We're at www.asianaccess.org. Take care. Talk to you again soon at Japan Stories.